What's happening, guys? It's the People's Podcast. It is their second People's Podcast of the week, and this one is a WrestleMania special. I'm your host, Andy P, with my co-host, John Shoes. John, hello!
Welcome to Shoes-a-mania!
Shoes-a-mania! Whoa, I am loving that. I'm a big part of that this year.
Shoes-a-mania week.
Do you have a Hall of Fame induction ceremony? Who's going in
next year? I'm going in next year with Mark Henry and The Undertaker.
What's your dog's name?
My dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Riley and Junior.
When are they going in? Are they going in this year? Who's going in this year?
They went in last year.
Oh, they went in last year. So who's going?
Junior went in before he was born.
Is your woman? Is she going in this year? Who is going in this year? I'm attending the Shoes-a-mania Hall of Fame ceremony. I need to know at least one person who's going in this year.
At the Shoes-a-mania Hall of Fame induction, we're going to induct my dad. Senior Shoes.
Senior Shoes. Adult Shoes. It's a big shoe size. Excellent. Well, I look forward to attending that. So, guys, thanks very much for tuning in for the second edition of the People's Podcast this week. As I said, this one's a WrestleMania special. So we are going to be discussing all things regarding the WrestleMania weekend. For once in our lives, we're actually going to be discussing the future rather than the past, which we reminisce about so much. John, what's your plans for WrestleMania weekend? What were you doing? What are you watching? Where are you watching it? Etc.
I'm going to watch NXT TakeOver and WrestleMania at my house with a few friends.
Cool.
Yeah, you know.
So,
quote-unquote drinking, maybe.
Drinking, getting some munchies in, some food.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yep, you know it.
A nice spread, that's what I like to hear. What about the woman? Is she watching it with you, or is she going
to
be leaving?
Oh, she has to.
Oh, she has to.
Why wouldn't she?
Why wouldn't she
make her watch every single Raw? Why wouldn't she watch WrestleMania?
You make her watch. You tie her down and make her watch that because
yes.
God knows you would have to.
I mean, no, I don't do that.
So
she's tied up right now. Don't worry about it.
So my plans are to watch the NXT. Now, obviously, as you know, man, UK time. It's a little bit, throws things out and stuff, so, you know, if I was to want to watch live...
NXT, you're going to have to watch it at 3 a.m.?
And I'm not going to be able to do that because I'm staying at my girlfriend's house and she would kill me if I decided to get up and watch wrestling. She'd be like, what the hell are you doing? So, I'll have to watch it on... But I've already got a plan, man. Don't worry, I've got it sorted because she has got some gig that she's doing on Saturday... So it means I'm going to be left all alone on Saturday night, which is fine, because I'll have the Xbox set up, WWE Network, and I'll just avoid the results, which is relatively easy if I'm only doing it for like 24 hours. And then I'm going to watch it on Saturday night, UK time. I'm going to watch NXT TakeOver. Looking forward to it. I think it's going to be really good, obviously. We'll go into it in a little later. Hall of Fame, as you never mentioned it, I know that you're not really interested. To be honest, I'm not really interested either. If I'm going to watch it, might end up watching it at some point next week when I've got nothing to do, when I've got a spare couple hours. I may just say, you know, because
I like
to jump on the network and see what's on, and it's something new, so I may give it a watch. WrestleMania itself, so again, man, because I've got the big time difference there, I will not be watching it on Sunday night, but I will be watching on Monday night.
I was wondering how you were going to watch it, because the pre-show starts at like 5:30,
yeah.
And that's already like 10:30 for you.
Yeah, it wouldn't be worth it because it would ruin it, you know, I would get to the main event and I'd just be so tired that I wouldn't be into it anymore, I don't think.
The main show's going to start for you at what, like 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, it's way too late, so... Because it's not as big a deal in the UK, it's easy to avoid the results. So I'll just be watching it around about sort of 7 o'clock UK time. And I'm watching it here, I'm same as you, man, got it in my own place. I'm trying to think I think this is the first year I've watched it here in about 3 years, maybe. But it's the usual crowd. I got my brother comes through. He doesn't even watch wrestling anymore, but he came through and watched WrestleMania last year, so he'll be watching it this year. My best friend Ben and our friend Gao, we're all gonna get a Domino's pizza. That's what we do, man. We get Domino's pizza and awesome. We just munch away. And because I'm not gonna be working the next day, I might have a few beers as well. So looking forward to it. Gonna watch the whole thing. Probably not. We won't watch the pre-show as a collective, but because I'm off that day, I'll probably watch the pre-show earlier. So I'll watch that, and then the guys will come round later, and then we will watch WrestleMania. So I am looking forward to it big time, man. I always get excited. It doesn't really matter if the card's crap or not. I always get excited when we're a couple of days out. Because we're kind of done now, you know, all the tapings and stuff have been done. And now we're looking forward to WrestleMania and NXT, which in NXT, man, you've been speaking to me. You are majorly excited about that. I know that. Yeah. So, I mean, let's delve on into...
I wanted to go so bad.
You wanted to go to...
Yeah, I wanted to go to WrestleMania, but it's looking like I'm going to probably go next year.
Dude, one of my friends on Facebook today just put a status update up, and it said, WrestleMania, days to go, 0. That's right, from Scotland, he is going over, and he is doing the full weekend. He is doing NXT TakeOver Dallas, he is doing Hall of Fame, he is doing WrestleMania, and he is doing Monday Night Raw. And I was just like, so jealous. And not only that, his girlfriend paid for the whole thing. She bought it as a present for him for graduating.
Wow.
What a lucky guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the girl. He needs to now marry her.
Yes.
He needs to make sure that that does not
go
anywhere.
He has to come back from the WrestleMania trip with a ring.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Or if she's going with him. Oh, man, that's even more. He needs to propose to her at WrestleMania.
Yeah. All that. I could see Mark doing that. He's that kind of guy.
Awesome.
I was thinking maybe we could see about getting him on to talk about it. If possible.
Awesome.
I'll shoot him a message on Facebook and see if he's interested at all in telling us about what the whole experience was like.
Yes.
Because I think that's something that I would be interested in, I think the listeners would be interested in if they've never been to a WrestleMania and find out exactly what it's like.
Me included.
Yeah, I think that it's...
Me included. I've never been.
Well, me and you, we've both been to TV tapings and stuff.
Yeah.
But we've never experienced... Have you been to a pay-per-view?
Yeah, that was my first show. I went to a TLC in December.
Yeah, that's right. So that's a pretty big thing to do.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, see, I've never been to a pay-per-view, which I would really like to go through. So one of these days, man, one of these days.
One of these days, you'll just take a 3,000-mile flight over here and... Yeah, we'll go watch Hell in a Cell or whatever.
I'll take a $3,000 loan as well on top of it.
Yeah,
you know, but I think that it'll be awesome. But yeah, so let's delve on in then.
Sure.
So we know what our plans are, which means that the first thing that we're both going to see is going to be NXT TakeOver. Now you sent me the card, which I've already lost. So give me 2 seconds while I pull that up. We can start talking about it anyway. What's your what match are you looking forward to the most?
The most on the card, I got a tie. I got Nakamura and Zayn and Bayley and Asuka. I want to see both of those.
Okay. Interesting. Yours are actually different from mine.
Really?
Yeah, the one I'm looking forward to the most is...
Austin Aries?
Yep.
Versus Baron Corbin?
Yeah. I'm not really bothered that it's Baron Corbin. I just want to see Austin Aries in a NXT ring. You know, obviously we've only seen him for like 30 seconds. And, you know, so I think it's about time for us to get to see him do the whole thing. And I just want to... I just really want to see that match. I Baron Corbin, for me, man, I don't think he's ever going to get over. He's just not got the attitude. I was watching NXT today from yesterday, and he was obviously in action, and I was just thinking, do you know what? I know he's supposed to be this dark biker guy, and I'm thinking, well, the only guy I can compare him to then is the Undertaker.
Yeah.
And therefore, it just makes him look terrible, because you compare anyone to the Undertaker, and it's like, you know, he's too skinny. He's too tall and skinny, and looks kind of that skinny, fat skinny.
Yeah, he's skinny, fat. Yeah. That's what Triple H calls CM Punk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Not compared to this guy.
No way. And if anything, he looks like he's lost weight since he started. And that guy, if he wants to be the powerhouse, he should bulk up, man. He should be like muscle.
Well, yeah, he used to be an offensive lineman.
Exactly. He was huge when he played football.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
And now he's like, he looks super skinny. He's got the worst haircut in wrestling today. Let's face it, that hair is just, it's stringy, it's horrible, it's greasy looking. he's just gross.
Yeah, he's not my favorite guy.
No, and Austin Aries.
Yeah, I want to see Austin Aries go over in that match.
Oh
too.
Yeah, and I think he will.
He's got to give Baron Corbin his comeuppance for that attack.
It's his first match, and you don't really see someone like Austin Aries coming in to lose. His first match. So you were saying that you want to see Nakamura Zayn.
Yes.
So let's just jump on into predictions here. So I'm just going to go out, and I think we've both said it. So Austin Aries probably to win in the Baron Corbin match. So Nakamura Zayn, for me, I'm going to say Nakamura. Again, it's another debut, and Zayn's got WrestleMania.
Yeah, same reasons for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Zayn's going to do the right thing on the way out.
Yeah, I liked him. Did you watch
him? But he'll still look strong, you know, because he has a match on Sunday.
Did you watch NXT this week?
No. Yesterday's?
Well, yeah.
No, I still haven't seen it.
There was it's like I said this a couple of weeks ago, Sami Zayn for me is always like the standout star on NXT. He is the one guy that makes me pay attention.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
All he was doing, though, was it was a backstage segment where he was just sitting in a chair being interviewed. And I just thought, man, that guy comes across so well. So, you know, it was just the way he was talking. I don't think he'll go over, but I think he'll be very strong, and I think it'll be a tough match, and I think it'll be one of those where it's, like, very respectful to each guy. Because, obviously, Nakamura is going to be a face anyway. So you got face versus face, so that's going to be interesting. But yeah, so we're both agreed on that, Nakamura to go over.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of Nakamura?
I think he's amazing. I watched the match from January 4th on YouTube a few times with him and AJ Styles. That was great. I couldn't get the American commentators, so I just had Japanese commentators, but they were speaking a language that I understood in the ring.
Yeah.
It was great.
Another thing I forgot to say about that match is they did a little video package on NXT for it about Shinsuke Nakamura. And again, AJ Styles was prominent in that because obviously he's got history with him.
Yeah.
Just talking about him and stuff. And I was like, but there's another thing. Whenever he comes on the screen, I'm interested. And I mean, for me, AJ Styles, I'd love to see him in the title picture by SummerSlam.
Me too.
You know, he could be a WWE.
In a perfect world.
Yeah.
Or I'd like to at least see him contending for a belt.
Yep. Yep.
You know?
I think
any belt.
He could have a title reign, no problem. He could have a title reign tomorrow and the fans would buy it. The fans would be into it.
Yeah. Intercontinental, US, World Heavyweight, tag team, I don't care. Just put a belt on him.
Exactly. How good does a Seth Rollins AJ Styles match sound?
I can't wait, man. I can't wait for Seth Rollins to come back. We can't talk about him right now.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll just take up the whole show talking about that one.
About
Rollins
a guy who's
back.
Not even going to be at Mania, so.
I won't even have to worry about Raw sucking anymore.
I
8 straight weeks of crowds having no reactions on Raw. That's not going to happen when he's back.
Exactly. On to the next match. We'll just very quickly skip over this one. Well, we will talk about it. Apollo Crews versus Elias Samson. Pretty much for me, a nothing match, really. But I'll see Apollo going over there.
I hope he goes over in 3 minutes so they can give Sami Zayn and Nakamura more time.
Yep.
And I don't like the Drifter. I think we talked about that already, right? Yesterday?
I don't know if we actually talked about it on air.
Oh, yeah.
I think we possibly just discussed it. Not a fan either. He is...
not a fan of the hipster. The guy who goes to the party with the guitar like, oh.
Yeah, oh, I just happened
His name should be the hipster, not the Drifter.
He sung on NXT this week.
Are you kidding me?
No, he played the guitar and he sang a song. And would you want to hear the funniest thing? I mean, this was what Corey Graves said. And it was like, he took this straight from Bobby the Brain Heenan would have said this. He said, if that's his singing voice, no wonder he's homeless.
Damn.
It was hilarious. You have to watch it, man.
You know how I feel about Corey Graves as a commentator.
Yeah, but it
we
just...
We need him on the main show.
It was so funny, man. It was just like, wow. It was like he channeled Bobby the Brain Heenan there. And it was just like, that is so funny. So I definitely recommend that you check out NXT because it was a good... Because effectively it was their go-home show and it was strong.
Oh, yeah.
So I enjoyed it. I think we're rooting for Apollo Crews there. Next up we have the tag team title match, The Revival versus American Alpha. Probably the match I'm least interested in, to be honest with you. Because I'm not really into The Revival at all. And I think American Alpha are just like a kind of tag team that is like Kurt Angle split in two.
I'd rather see them with the belts over Dash and Dawson, I'd like to see I'm predicting that the belts will change hands, but I would like for the belts to change hands as well.
I think we'll see two, possibly, title changes, not all three, at TakeOver. Which leads us nicely, because, I suppose I better say what my prediction is for this. So I'm going with American Alpha. I think they've built them up to be the new tag team champions of that.
Yeah.
Are you in agreement with me there?
Yeah, the time's now.
Yeah, I would agree. If they don't do it, then they'll lose momentum. Because I think that by not letting Enzo and Cass win the titles, I think that's actually harmed them.
Yeah.
I would say that they've lost quite a lot of momentum.
Especially since they still haven't moved up.
Exactly.
And they're not even on this takeover card, so maybe they are moving up on Monday.
Who knows? But who would they face?
I can't wait for Monday's Raw.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's now become such a big deal. But that's... So you see American Alpha going over and Enzo and Cass leaving the company and going to the main roster.
I hope so.
That's your prediction.
Hopefully they come up as heels, I guess. So they can feud with the New Day. I'd rather see them than the New Day and anybody else this point.
Yeah, they're going to be struggling for teams for the New Day to face after.
Yeah, if they don't bring up teams, it's just going to be... The tag team division is going to be the same as last year.
Exactly. The tag team division for me is really boring because... It's just not working. I think that it would be interesting if they managed to do some. I think they could do the Dudley Boys versus New Day again, but obviously this time it's going to be switching their roles. So
yeah,
before it was Dudley's face, but now they can be heel, and I think that could actually work a lot better. So I would be interested in seeing that after WrestleMania. Then NXT Women's title match is Bayley versus Asuka.
Yeah.
Tough one to call this.
I think it's going to be a great match. But I think Bayley's going to retain.
I agree. I think
it's going to be a great match. I love Asuka.
Yeah.
I think she's awesome. She doesn't even have to talk, and she's really charismatic.
Yeah. Do you think it's too soon, though, for her to become champion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll be in NXT for a little while, but so will Bayley.
Yeah. When see, for me, I still want to see Bayley come up and face Charlotte. I still want that to be the key feud for the title.
Yeah.
I think those two against each other.
It would just cripple the division right now for NXT.
Hmm.
You don't. Asuka, because then Asuka would be the champion, and really, who's a viable opponent for her? Because Emma's moving up.
Probably just
Nia Jax. You want to watch Asuka versus Nia Jax?
I don't really want to watch Nia Jax against anyone, because yeah. I don't find her entertaining. I find her quite boring, sluggish.
Even Marie moved up. Like, who's gonna face Asuka if she wins the belt and Bayley moves on to the main show?
When did Eva Marie move up?
It's Monday.
What?
She's in the 5-on-5 women's match.
Yeah,
now.
I'm thinking that's not necessarily a call up.
Well, it shouldn't be after the reception she had.
I'm thinking.
You probably second guessed that right away.
I'm thinking that. Same with Emma. I'm not 100% that's a call-up either.
Regardless, Andy, even if she is still in there, is she a viable opponent for Asuka?
No. She would get her ass kicked. But I could, yeah. You know what? She could do the classic heel thing and somehow snatch it by employing the services of Nia Jax. You know? That's how a lot of heels have went over the years, is they may be weaker than the face champion, but if you've got someone in your corner who can cause an upset, then, you know, that could happen. But no, I totally understand what you're saying, and the fact that Bayley's such a strong champion.
Yeah.
That it's maybe...
They might have booked themselves into a corner with the women.
Yep.
For now.
I know. But...
Like, you can't really take the belt off Bayley, because if it goes on to Asuka and Bayley moves up, there's really nobody to face her where it's legitimate.
I do like Dana Brooke. I'm a fan of Dana Brooke.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of... Do you know what? They've got a lot of women on that division that if they
Carmella?
Built up their character... Exactly. If they built up their characters like a bit more, they could be like really good.
Yeah, but it's not
good.
There yet.
Yeah. I mean, who's
and
it?
For them to take the belt off Bayley would just be premature.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have a lot of confidence in those girls, but still.
There's been a few...
Bayley's tested and proven herself already.
There's been a few women who have been wrestling over the last couple of weeks, and I can't remember any of their names, which is really bad. But I've been like, man, these...
Yeah, that further your point.
What's her name? Something Garrett? It's like Santana Garrett, but not quite. She got dark, curly hair. She's good, because I've seen her on things before. Then there's Billy something as well. Can't remember. Billy Kay, I'm sure it is. That may be a comedian, actually. I may be getting that wrong. But there is a woman, she's got dark hair. And more of the wrestlers, more of the females I'm noticing are kind of developing their characters and stuff. Like, there's a lot of Australian women, which is really strange. A lot of Australian wrestling women in WWE.
Yeah, I love Emma.
See, I don't like Emma at all. I've never liked her.
Wow.
Maybe it's because of the fact that I just can't get over her first gimmick in WWE with the dancing. I just thought,
oh yeah, I never saw it, so I'm lucky.
Oh man, that's like a total boner killer if ever I saw one. So, and I just cannot get the image of her goofing around out of my head. It doesn't matter what they do to her now. I'm always just gonna be look. There's that chick who's like got like some sort of disability or something. You know, it was just like she was like a toddler or something. So
do you remember when Victoria had that dancing gimmick?
No.
No?
No.
Oh
Victoria.
My God. Oh my God.
Victoria as in Victoria.
Oh yeah, that Victoria.
Black...
Come on, I know people listening know what I'm talking about. It was real brief.
Black Widow.
Before Black Widow, I believe, or like right... I don't know the exact time, but...
Oh man, I'll have to check
that.
Believe
that.
Victoria's done everything. I mean, she was even one of the... Godfather's hoes, I'm pretty sure. She was one of the women that Eddie Guerrero was found in the shower with on GTV and everything like that. It was... Oh, man, she's played every part available. So, good on her. I know that a lot of people... That's one of the women... Victoria's one of the women that would have fitted into the current scene. No problem.
Yeah.
You forget, you, it is easy to forget about the amount of great women that have gone through the WWE halls. But unfortunately, they all seem, none of them have actually, very few of them have sort of gone all at the same time. It's like you get maybe a handful of good female wrestlers at the same time. But now it's obviously completely different. So we're both thinking of Bayley retain in
Yes.
that match. So that then leads us to what will be the main event, which is Finn Balor versus Samoa Joe. The two had a complete, like, they were fighting to the back, which was at the end of NXT this week, and they really went at it. So, and Corey Graves got knocked out and everything, by the way. They fought over the commentary table and he got taken out. It's quite funny. So Finn Balor then jumped off the commentary table onto Samoa Joe, and it was a ruckus, man, but it was cool. But for me, it's Samoa Joe to win. What do you
Samoa
think?
Joe?
Yeah.
You're going with Samoa Joe?
I am.
Well, I don't know. I think if Samoa Joe goes over and Finn Balor comes up to the main roster, that's a mistake.
Well, see, I think they're going to do the Bullet Club. Apparently, that's what Vince wants.
The Bullet Club?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm cool with
He wants them to come up together.
that. If he comes up alone and he's just that plain old boring Finn McCool.
Yep. No.
I'm not gonna care.
Well, how about the Bullet Club debuts to fight AJ Styles? How cool would that be?
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would
But I
be.
mean, who would back up AJ Styles?
Nobody, but that's the
I mean,
glory of it. AJ Styles one versus all. That would
wow.
you know that would I think that could propel AJ Styles even further, you know. And unless Jericho then backs up AJ Styles again and then turns on him again.
Wow.
Which I don't think would happen, but I think that could be pretty cool. I think they could make that happen. Was Shinsuke Nakamura in the Bullet Club?
I don't think so, but I think he was like, what's the word? Associated with them?
Affiliated with them, yeah.
Yeah, affiliated.
But they could, yeah, because I know that it's Luke Gallows and some other dude. And then Finn Balor, and if those guys got together and then, like, debuted and then turned on AJ Styles, it could work. Don't you think?
Oh, Andy P, I have to send you this because I was not lying to you.
About what?
Oh, Victoria.
Oh no. This is
This is great.
the dance of Victoria.
Oh my God, I just can't believe you don't remember this. How do I remember this?
What are you doing? Are you sending it as a link?
Yeah.
Okay. This is us going non-WrestleMania weekend for 2 seconds,
Yeah,
folks.
just
So
2 seconds,
bear
because
with us, bear with us.
he's got to laugh with me real quick.
My God.
My computer's slow as hell.
Yeah, it's
Slow as hell.
so yeah, so anyway, I think it's Samoa
Yeah,
Joe.
I think Finn Balor, but
Interesting.
if they're talking about that stuff, then yeah.
Interesting though,
Probably
because
Samoa Joe.
that's like our first sort of that's the first one we've not agreed on. So
I mean, like I said, if they are thinking.
I don't know that, you know, I'm just sort of using information that's not 100%, you know.
Yeah,
So
I'd go with Finn Balor because I don't think they should debut him just yet.
okay, interesting, interesting. So let's talk a little bit of Hall of Fame for a bit, because I know that neither of us are watching it. So why are you watching it? Wait a sec.
I'm not going to watch it though. But like I said, like you
Are you
said,
pissed?
I'll probably watch it
Yeah.
later on in the week.
Well, that's right. You've just sent me this video, so give me 2 seconds.
I'll give you 37 seconds because that's how long the video is.
I'm just playing it now. So this is Victoria dancing. Okay.
This was her gimmick, real quick.
Wow! How can I not remember this? That is... What
oh,
the...
it was so bad, man.
I do not even remember this.
Yeah.
What is she doing
so
right
bad,
now?
It was good.
Right, I have watched WWE solid. And I watched it throughout this time period. But I do not remember her gyrating like this. I only remember her being like the sort of kick-ass Black Widow woman.
Me too. And then, oh man.
Wow. Wow.
It just hit me like, wait, Victoria.
That is something else. Good yeah. honor. Those moves were impressive, but they just
yeah.
really don't go with her character.
It doesn't go with her character at all.
So yeah, that's
yeah.
pretty awesome.
She's a great lady. Follow her on Twitter. She's awesome.
Yeah, I've heard a lot. She got a lot of love from the fans and from the wrestling world in general. So always pleased. Always like to hear about her and know that she's doing well and. Props to Victoria and props to those dance moves, man. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really sort of happy to see that. That's made my night.
Speaking of dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing with the Stars? Star? WrestleMania?
What?
WrestleMania's this Sunday. There's a star in their logo.
Oh my god. Tenuous link from John there. Despite the fact that we were actually going to talk about the Hall of Fame. And you've jumped a gun!
Oh yeah, the Hall of Fame, yippee.
So,
I told you, I'm so excited that I'm going to watch it like a month later.
Yeah, I think that it's, who went in again? Oh, Flamin',
Freebirds, Jacqueline, Godfather, Sting, Bossman.
Who's the...
Stan...
Stan Hansen, right?
Stan Hansen.
It's like, did anyone go in this week?
Huh? What? Yeah.
Did anyone go in this week? I don't think they did.
Joan London?
Who?
The Warrior Award, I guess.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, if you're telling
yeah.
me that Stan Hansen was their last major announcement, then that is just the most underwhelming show that I can think of. So I am not giving a damn about the Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah.
Fair play to the guys who are going in, Big Boss Man and all that. But I'm just
yeah, they
not,
deserve it.
They
I
deserve,
just don't.
They deserve it, but it's not going to make for compelling viewing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we are gloriously underwhelmed here by the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So we'll just... Well, that was good. That was a good talk.
I tried to do the segue, but it
yeah,
didn't work.
It did work, but unfortunately it worked at the wrong time. So we'll just jump straight to WrestleMania itself.
Yes.
So we get to Sunday night. It's WrestleMania. It's Dallas, Texas. It's the AT&T Stadium. And we are going to see, obviously, there's going to be a pre-show. Where we're going to see a number of matches, Usos versus Dudleys. To be honest with you, I don't really
Team Divas versus Team Bad and Blondes. We're not going to name them all.
Yeah,
Ryback versus
Kalisto
for the U.S. title.
I thought that was going to make it to the main show.
No, they decided to move the third annual Andre the Giant Battle Royal to the main show. For whatever reason.
Who do you think's going to win the Battle Royal?
Well, they have almost all the names here, right? They have Heath Slater, Curtis Axel, Adam Rose, Bo Dallas, Big Show Kane, Tyler Breeze, Mark Henry, Jack Swagger, Fandango, Damian Sandow, Darren Young, Connor Victor, Goldust, R-Truth, and four others that are to be announced.
Ooh.
Ooh. I think Braun Strowman's going to win the Battle Royal.
Ah, that's an interesting one. I'm going to go with, because last year it was a bit of a nostalgia act with Big Show winning, I think it could either be Kane or Mark Henry for me.
Well, I thought last year was Cesaro winning.
No, Cesaro won the first one.
Oh, wow.
Cesaro won the first one. Big Show won it last year. So I'm gonna go for... Kane or Mark Henry. Because I think that that's what it's for. It's not for putting people over anymore. I think they realised that it doesn't really work like that.
Yeah.
It's more just for, like, hey, these guys are not going to sort of win championships anymore, so let's give them this sort of honour before they leave. So for me, I'm going to go with Kane or Mark Henry.
All right, so we'll just pretend that that's on the pre-show. How about the Usos and Dudley Boys?
The Usos and Dudley Boys, I'm going to say the Dudley Boys. Because I think that they want to build the Dudleys up as a strong heel team again.
Yeah.
And I really don't think that the Usos would benefit at all from a victory at this stage.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the Usos win by disqualification. So the Dudleys can get their little heel tactic out or, like, hit them with a chair or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just cheat and technically lose, but win some heat, even though I don't know. I don't know if people are going to care. That match is at 5:30.
Yeah, that's, like, dinner time. Like, hey. Yeah. I'm too busy eating food.
Alright, so you're going with the Dudleys?
Yeah.
Yeah, alright. I'll go with the... I'll probably go with the Dudleys too, if they don't lose by disqualification.
Right, so real quick here, I'm not even going to go into this match, but I'm just going to ask you for a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
Total Divas versus Bad and Blonde. Give me your winners.
Total Divas.
Same. Right, that... Great talk.
I think Brie Bella will probably win against Lana or something like that.
Brie Bella will probably pin Lana. I'm really struggling to even tell you who's in that match.
Natalya, Paige, Alicia Fox, Brie Bella, and Eva Marie are Team Total Divas. And then Lana, Tamina Snuka, Naomi, Emma, and Summer Rae are Team Bad and Blondes.
Oh, man. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Less
so I think
about
Brie
that
Bella will probably pin Lana.
Oh, you're going for a full prediction on the finish. I like it. I like it. Bold. Bold, John.
Bold.
Bold. So we've covered quite a few matches already. Next up, we have... Okay, so this one's a strange one for me. To have the tag team champions who are so... popular right now, not actually defend their tag team titles, is a bit strange. Handicap match, Sheamus, Rusev, King Barrett.
They're not defending their titles?
They're not, no.
Oh.
It's just straight a match of the League of Nations, all of them, versus New Day. Do you... Now, I've just thought of this, by the way. This has just popped into my head right now. Who thinks that they could even this match up by putting The Rock with the New Day?
That would be insane. That would be insane. It would be awesome insane, but...
It's not going to happen.
I think Vince is the wrong kind of insane at this point.
Yeah. So we're not going to see that one then. Okay, so if we go, then I think we have to say, regardless of whether The Rock helps or not, the New Day are
going
to win.
I'm going with the New Day, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're not.
How about the, we forgot, Ryback versus Kalisto in the
pre-show?
Because that one I really don't know who's going to win.
Yeah, it's a tough
For some
one.
Reason, I'm hoping Ryback. Just because John Cena can't take that belt off Kalisto when he gets back.
That's true. But do you actually think that Ryback will win, or is...
No.
No.
Nah. For what?
Yeah.
This was all, like, made 3 weeks ago. These dinner plans between these two guys were made, like, 3 weeks ago. I don't think he's just going to give him the belt.
So we think that Kalisto is going to win, going to retain.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with Kalisto.
It's a tough one to call. It's a tough
I know.
One to call. Probably the toughest one on the card to call.
That and the triple threat, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with Kalisto as well, just to be boring. next up we have the ladder match for the WWE Intercontinental title, The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler versus Sami Zayn versus Stardust versus Zack Ryder versus Sin Cara versus Kevin Owens. Now the bottom line is, John, I don't know about you, but the guy I can't see past, the guy who is, I think, guaranteed to win is Sin Cara.
Sin Cara?
Okay. Oh, yeah, man. He's the future of the WWE, didn't you know?
I'm thinking Sin Cara wins, and then him and Kalisto are going to feud.
I'm thinking Sin Cara wins by, setting off a bomb in the ring. What?
How did he get in this match?
Ryback
was the one that was messing with him.
With who?
Sin Cara.
No, he was messing with Kalisto.
Remember, he was like, this is why you need to be alone.
Yeah, yeah. No, they were. Kevin Owens was going to set up a triple threat for the Intercontinental title, and everyone thought it was going to be The Miz, Dolph Ziggler, and Sami Zayn fighting. And then he was like, so, here's the guys who are going to fight for the right to face me at KO Mania, and he announced Stardust, Zack Ryder, and Sin Cara like it was some sort of joke.
Oh, wow.
And then you were like, okay, so he's taking the piss out of these guys, but then they get injected into the match, so these guys who were originally a joke, three guys, are now in the match as well. And it's like, well, they haven't deserved, maybe Stardust, but Zack Ryder and Sin Cara, man.
I don't really care about those three, but I think the other four being in the match is awesome.
Yeah, they should have just kept it as a fatal four-way, but they obviously decided to go a bit mental and have the other three in there as well, because they want it to be like last year's. The fact of the matter is, if it's going to be, for me, and I think we've already discussed this, it's going to be Sami Zayn or Kevin Owens for the win. Do you think?
Yeah, but I'm trying to choose one.
It's a 7-man match, man. You don't have to choose one. give me your your favorites are. Give me who you think has got the best chance. For me, it's Zayn and
best
Owens.
Best chance for me? You're saying Zayn has the best chance?
Zayn and Owens. Those two.
Zayn before Owens?
Neither. I'm putting them level pegging.
I
think they will literally climb up the ladder at exactly the same time, both grab the belt and be hanging there for the rest of the night. They'll be hanging over the Hell in the Cell and everything while the others are fighting. They'll both have the Intercontinental title and they'll be like, I'm not letting go! I'm not letting go! And then they could make like a WWE mini-series for the network where it's just like those two's conversations for like the next 3 weeks as neither one of them refuses to let go from the belt. And it's like them just chatting about life and stuff, so it's kind of like that ride-along show, except it's those two just hanging from the Intercontinental title.
They could have a babyface turn now for what? Kevin Owens.
No way.
It would be freaking awesome.
He is not turning in a million years.
No, I'm just kidding. But I'm put Kevin Owens at number one for me, and then Sami Zayn at number two.
Cool. So then Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens to win for you. Awesome.
No one expects the big fat guy to be able to climb up the ladder and grab it over all these guys that are in great shape.
I don't know, like, I don't think of him as a big fat guy, though. I always think of him...
I know, but just looking at it from that casual perspective, all six of those guys up top are in great shape, and then there's Kevin Owens, and it's a ladder match.
That's true, but I've seen Kane win a ladder match before.
Yeah. They're not fooling us.
Exactly. So,
I'm going with Kevin Owens.
I'm tying. I can't decide. I'm still just saying it's going to be one of those two. You're going Kevin Owens to retain, which is interesting. So we'll jump on to that sounded so wrong. I was going to say we'll jump on to the Divas.
I'm down.
Of course. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? Do you see the picture of, there was a picture of Becky Lynch on Instagram today. Man, she was looking hot. She was She was like sitting on some hay or something.
Very nice.
Yeah, looking all suggestive and stuff. Anyway, so this one, I think we've talked about this to death, actually, to be fair, over the last couple of weeks. So I'm not gonna really. You can go into it more if you want. I'm just gonna say Charlotte to win.
Me too.
And that's basically it.
I'm sure the WWE would love to put the belt on Sasha here, but I hope they keep it on Charlotte.
I think Sasha's still got a bit to go. I think she's still got to build up her character. I feel like her reactions haven't been that strong as of late from the audience. So for
Yeah.
me, it would be just if anyone, I'd actually rather see Becky Lynch win the title. If it was going to be
I'm cool with
one of
that.
the others, because
My prediction is Charlotte, but I would love for Sasha and Becky to pin each other at the same time. One of them can take the Divas title, the other can make the Women's Championship come
yeah.
back. I don't know. I keep hearing rumors that Charlotte's going to retain and bring the Women's
I heard that
Championship
as
back,
well
so I'm cool
somewhere.
with
I
that.
don't even
I'm
know where
cool
that
with
came
that.
from, but it's all of a sudden come out of nowhere.
All of a sudden, right? And I'm cool with that.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know why she would though, because
Why
it's
not the
that.
Bellas? Or they're retiring. Look at these three girls right here in the triple threat for the Divas title. None of them are on Total Divas.
This is true. This is true. But the thing is, bringing back the women's title is a total face move. Do you know what I mean? Why would Charlotte
Yeah.
do it? Why would Charlotte be the one?
True.
Because people would
Maybe
then. People would.
it's half truth.
We will.
Maybe Sasha or Becky's gonna win and they'll do it.
We will see. We will see.
Ooh, I'm telling you, this is one of the most intriguing matches on the card. And
It really is.
I was watching 10 years ago, would have never said that about a women's match. No
Oh,
offense,
God.
guys.
God. 20 years ago, man, it doesn't really matter. Every time,
Yeah.
you're never really going to say that. It's the most intriguing. Even when Trish and Lita main evented Raw, you still weren't saying, oh, that was a great match, but you weren't saying it was bigger than whatever the world championship scene was at that time,
Yeah.
So this is huge. So yeah, so I think we're both going for Charlotte on that, which still
Yeah.
does lead to multiple possibilities going on from it. Next one up is the match that I am struggling to get into, and it's the Dean Ambrose Brock Lesnar match. I don't know about you. How do you feel about this?
I think it could be good. If they give him time.
Yeah. Are you
I
into
mean, look at it. I'm struggling to get into it at this point.
Yeah, I'm not
I
into the
mean, it should
storyline.
be a good match, but I want to see Dean Ambrose go over, or I don't care.
Yeah. I think
Too much of him getting beat the hell up over the past 2 months.
yeah, I would agree. I would agree. But who do you think will win?
Dean Ambrose. He's gonna take the chainsaw and make the Titantron fall down on Lesnar so he can't get up or something. I don't know. He's gonna
Yeah.
find a way. He'll run him over or something.
I'm gonna say Lesnar. I'm gonna say Lesnar to win.
Think
For
there'll be
me.
blood in the match?
No, but I think there'll be blood in the Hell in the Cell. So
That's a great segue.
that's it is because that is the one that we're on to next. I mean, for me, I would still love to see this close the show, and I really hope it does, but I've got a horrible feeling that it's no longer going to be closing the show now. I think we're swinging back towards the title match. But Shane McMahon versus Undertaker, I'm so excited after what we saw on Raw between these two as to what we're going to see inside Hell in a Cell. I think it's going to be carnage, man. I think it really is, in a good way.
It's gonna be great. I mean, judging from the card, I think it's gonna be the best match on the card.
Yeah.
Again, I don't understand why it wouldn't go last.
Can I just say how good
What if Shane wins, takes control of Raw, and just like changes the main event right there?
Yeah, I'm injecting Seth Rollins into the match now.
Oh, don't excite me with my own hypotheticals, but that would be awesome.
I've just brought back
You're just
CM
like Triple H, you're stripped of the belt.
Yeah, I've just brought back CM Punk. So Do you know what? I've just given Daniel Bryan a clear doctor's report.
This sounds like a whole lot of wishes now. Are these predictions, or is this going to be called the WrestleMania Wishes
This is
show?
This is Fantasy Mania. This is you had Shoes Mania. I've got Andy Mania happening right now, and it's a hell of a wrestling.
Pretty freaking awesome over here.
I know, but it would sell a lot of tickets. But no, in all seriousness, though, I mean, if you looked at Shane McMahon, he looks in the best shape of his damn life.
Yeah.
You know, 46 years
old.
I told you.
Don't sleep on the Mac Daddy.
He's looking good. He's looking in shape. And I think this match is going to go, hopefully it goes like 40 minutes or something. I'd love to see that. And I want to see Shane win. Prediction-wise, it's so tough. It's really hard. I'm going to say... my heart says Shane, but my head says Taker, so I'm going to have to go Taker.
So many wrestling fans hold on to that. I'm just like, nope, I won't. I won't hold on to that. Shane's going to win. Just like his streak snapping didn't matter, now it definitely doesn't matter if there's two losses on it.
Yeah.
Especially if he gains respect and he gets to wrestle at WrestleMania still because Shane's the man. This could work out many different ways. Many different ways.
But what's your actual...
I'm going to go with Shane.
There we go. I was going to have to push for an answer, and you gave me an answer, and that was a good one. So finally, WWE World Heavyweight Title match, Roman Reigns versus Triple H, in a match that we really are rooting for Triple H. Let's face it, both of us are, I think, are in the Triple H camp here.
Yeah.
Do you know, I wrote a
book. I can't make too bold of a prediction because there's so many routes they can go with this one. But if I...
It's going to be Reigns for me.
It's going to be Reigns, obviously, but we just don't know what's going to happen. Who knows?
Who knows?
They could swerve us. Triple H could retain. We never know.
Exactly. And I think that Triple H winning could... We've talked about the possibilities that could go on from this. I think we're both going Reigns for the win. Do you know, I think I wrote a blog that's available now. I wrote about why I thought Roman Reigns, and we went into this a little on the last show as to why he's not getting over. And I said it's because he doesn't connect and things like that, and I don't know what his character is, etc. Here's what they should make his character. Bill Goldberg. That is what they should make Roman Reigns, because Roman Reigns... That way he can just go through people, he can power through opponents, he doesn't talk much, he doesn't do stupid facial expression, you know, he doesn't try to act like a smart ass. He's pure ass kicker, you know, pure beatdowns, pure aggression. Then that's it. You have no argument against Roman Reigns. You have no argument against that, because he's not trying to be something he's not. That's what he was in The Shield. In The Shield, he wasn't a smart ass or anything. He was the muscle. He was the ass kicker. So why not make him that now? Why not just make him that guy? You don't have to be this guy who comes out and tells jokes or tells stories. That's John Cena's job. You know? Roman Reigns should be completely removed from John Cena. He should be this whole new thing. So I think you should just make him this strong, silent powerhouse. Destroys people, spears them. And the matches only last 5-7 minutes. Max. Boom. Yeah. Boom, boom, every week, Stardust, Sami Zayn, anyone who gets in his way just gets put down until it comes to a main event pay-per-view where it's like, could this guy finally stop Roman Reigns? And then you make it this big thing. Then you could build it to WrestleMania next year and you could have Roman Reigns against Brock Lesnar, where this time it would be legitimate badass versus badass, you know? And that's what I'm thinking. That's how I would book Roman Reigns, and it enrages me that they can't see that. That he does have qualities. It's not like he's not shit. The guy can work, but use his strengths and make him a different character. Make him that badass guy that he was. It's not like he was never that guy. He was that guy in The Shield. You know, he was Mr. He was the muscle. You left it to Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins to do the talking, because they were the guys who knew how to work the mic. Those were the guys who knew how to be these sort of intriguing characters. Roman Reigns can be intriguing, but as in a different way. He can be this guy who's unbeatable. It may mean they have to turn him heel. I don't know, but I just think that's how they should go with him.
Yeah, definitely.
Best way to do it, like I said, have The Rock come out after the match, just have him slap him or something, I don't know.
Yeah, that would be that would work, I think. So
we both take Roman Reigns, and then with Chris Jericho, AJ Styles.
Oh, God.
We're both going with AJ Styles.
Yes, we're both going with AJ Styles, and I completely forgot about that match, because I would have not left it till last if I had thought about that. But AJ Styles to win, and AJ Styles to be the future. I think it's a good way, actually, for us to end. Because, for me, AJ Styles to win and then to go on to bigger and better things. Yeah. Get him in the title picture. Give him a belt. Let him, win. Because, man, there's a guy that could really carry that company. Because he is, he's smaller. But you know what? He is, with Daniel Bryan retiring, he is the perfect replacement.
Yeah.
So then that will bring our WrestleMania weekend to a close. Obviously, Monday Night Raw will be coming after that, but we will then. But I don't want to make too many predictions about Raw, because Raw is just kind of fantasy.
React to it later.
Exactly, we will.
That's the funnest part.
That is it, man. I'm looking forward to it. So I guess that's us then, guys. We have went through our plans for WrestleMania. We have went through what our thoughts are about the events that are going to be going on over the weekend, and what we think the outcomes are going to be of the matches. So if you've tuned in for the second time this week and you've put up with us for two shows in one week, then thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes.
So as usual, you can call on us at any time. On Twitter, John, your Twitter is?
@ John Shoes Music.
Excellent. And my Twitter is @ AngryAndroid83. 83 is numbers. I often forget to say that, so just in case. So enjoy WrestleMania, guys, whatever you're doing, wherever you're watching it. Be safe. Whatever you do, do not cheer for Roman Reigns. John, say goodbye to the fans.
See ya.
Okay, guys, thanks very much. Enjoy WrestleMania. We'll speak to you next week.